it's such a tragedy to have happened at the weekend, for such a young life to be lost in awful circumstances. And it's, everybody is just in shock, and you know, there's no words, I suppose, that they can ease the pain of losing a child. And I just want to send my deepest sympathies to Alan's parents and his extended family and his classmates and his teachers and the entire community. It's just everybody is in such shock and numbed that something like this, I suppose, could happen, you know, locally on what is known as a very safe beach.
Devastating too, from your point of view too, I'd imagine, Councillor Casterly, for the emergency services who arrived on scene within a matter of minutes and just weren't able to save the little boy despite their Trojan efforts.
Yeah, and it is. It's devastating and heartbreaking for them as well. And I'd like to extend my thanks to the emergency services and to everybody involved. You know, their action was really swift, and you know, they're so compassionate, and the professionalism is just is unbelievable. You know, even when dealing with the tragedy, and it's very difficult for them as well. You know, that they're the ones, you know, trying to save a life. So, and they, you know, have to go home to their own families then, and we're very, very grateful for the work that they do, the voluntary work that's done, and the staff who are there around the clock who deal with these tragedies. So it's just awful for a young child, you know, to go out, they're playing with his friends, and just in a matter of minutes for something like this to happen so quickly. And it's heartbreaking.